Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Hello again. How are you? Pretty good, then? Been a while. Been out here. As a radio personality, how often do you get recognized while traveling? Once in a parking ramp in Charleston, West Virginia.
In Alaska?
98, 99, around there.
Remember that construction road worker in Alaska?
In Alaska.
Yeah,
someone was, a woman was standing on the road. She was a worker there on the road. And
Aren't you Michael Feldman?
Yeah. What are the odds on that?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Just those two times. Once in West Virginia, once in Alaska. But still, that's pretty good. And here's another question along those lines. Is life as a radio show host just like being a rock star? It's very much, except middle-aged men throw their undies at you. Middle-aged men who still live at home with their mothers. Because that's our core audience, basically. Barry Moses, are you the Moses of this card here? Okay, would you mind to stand up here, Barry, representing the Moseses of Shaker Heights? How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. And what field are you in?
I'm an in-house counsel for an insurance company.
Ooh. How's that working out for you? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's doing it, paying the bills.
Is that what you wanted to be when you were a kid? When I grow up, I wanted to be an in-house counselor for an insurance company or a ball player.
I would rather have been a ball player.
What sport?
Baseball, actually.
Baseball? A little shortstop? Or?
I would have figured myself to be a pitcher.
A pitcher? Yeah. You still got what do you got there? Fastball? Or?
I got bursitis, actually.
Oh, you got the bursitis now. Yeah? From practicing too much, or what?
Playing a lot when I was younger.
What was your pitch, though?
Fastball.
Yeah, it was fastball. Okay. And no changeup?
No.
See, that's why you're in insurance. That's how you're a counselor, in-house insurance, whatever that is you call that.
In-house attorney, right?
Yeah, in-house attorney for insurance. And where does that go on? In Shaker Heights?
In Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, downtown Cleveland.
This is the Moses family?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Daughter, Sarah,
here.
Hello?
Hi.
You're
I'm a junior here at UW.
And your name, I mean?
Oh, I'm Sarah.
And you're in, what are you studying?
Elementary and special education.
Oh. Have you thought about in-house attorney for insurance? It's a growing field.
I have not thought about that.
And you're?
I'm Karen.
Hi.
Hi. I'm an attorney.
You're an attorney as well. When attorneys marry, is it litigious?
Ours was very smooth, actually.
Yeah, you're not a prosecuting attorney or anything.
No,
and you're not either.
No. We met at the Ohio Attorney General's office.
You did.
Yep.
What a romantic beginning. Well, why don't you stand up here so I see that I actually, and then okay. Hi. Okay.
Hi.
Yeah. How did that happen? Work out?
We were friends, and then we were more than friends. And
there in the Attorney General's office.
Right there in the office.
Does that violate any sort of ethics for the profession?
Because we were not working together at the time, so okay. No violation there.
No violation there. But since then, there's been many violations.
Three children, many violations.
At least one.
At least one. Okay. Well, that's very good then. And then, here. And I got Sarah's card here. You might as well stand up too, Sarah, because the other one is not standing. And the entire Moses family here. You know? Sarah Moses, ladies and gentlemen. Brother. You should read your card.
Am I the only U of M? It's UW,
oh,
mom. My mom wrote this. Am I the only UW Madison student who got up at 8 a.m. to attend the show with their parents?
But you didn't write that even. Okay, well, and that's undoubtedly true. The Moses family. The Moses family came to the mountain here, ladies and gentlemen. Very happy to have them. Very nice. Yes. Now she's mad that you wrote that. You have to deal with that on the trip home. Yeah. Oh, okay. Kurt Wallace from San Francisco is here. He's a bicycle consultant. That's like an in-house whatever for an insurance. What is a bicycle consultant, Kurt Wallace? Way down there? Okay, I'll get there. Yeah. Okay, I'll make the trek since your bicycle. All right. Oh, you meet me halfway. I love it. How many miles do you bike typically, let's say, in a week?
Not too many, maybe 100.
Not too many, maybe 100.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right? Is this working? Okay.
Only 100, yes.
But as a bicycle consultant, do you consult people who are riding bicycles? Or?
We actually help large corporations make bicycles part of their landscape.
Oh, like Google and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Did you do Google?
Google is not a client, but other fancy places.
You wouldn't mind, though, probably, if Google were a client.
I wouldn't. They're right down the street from Apple and Facebook, and they are. So.
Oh, geez, wow. I should get to know you. Do you have a card or something like that? Is that a growing trend now, a corporate thing? Or?
I think 3 years ago when we started it, it was not a thing, and now it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it, some places are probably not set up for bicycle traffic, though.
Talking
about in-house, right, riding your bikes around from office to office?
Not necessarily in the house, but, yeah, moving between offices. Yeah, well, if you think of any place that has a large campus, like a university or a big company, yeah.
Is that why you're here now? Are you trying to get the UW business?
Not directly, but we're here meeting with Trek and other companies and talking about how we could do this at more companies. Yeah.
Well, that's really fantastic. How'd you get into this whole thing, Kurt?
We literally, my partner and I, were sitting and saying, well, how could we get more people on bikes? And this was the way we thought we could help.
Yeah. What was the first one? Was Apple like one of your first clients?
Actually, Apple was our very first client, yeah.
What was your pitch? So let's say you got an idea like this and you go into Apple. What was your pitch?
Well, Apple had said, we should do more with bikes, and we happened to meet in the middle. Yeah, it was magical.
Well, that was fortuitous.
It was indeed, yes. Yeah.
Microsoft didn't say any such thing, so you never did that.
Well, Microsoft will have to follow Apple because that's what they do, yeah.
Very nice to meet you, Kurt. That's okay. You let him go on that one. That's really cool. Kurt Wallace, bicycle consultant. This fall on Fox. Kurt Wallace, bicycle consultant. Let's see now. Oh, we have like a Methodist hospital reunion or something going on? Oh, is that what you're all sitting together. Isn't that cute? Well, is it fun so far? I mean, you having a lot of fun?
I am.
What have you been doing on this? It's a reunion of what now?
Well, it's a reunion of nurses. We graduated together in 1963.
63? Years ago. Okay. And you all graduated at, from where?
Methodist Hospital School of Nursing.
Methodist Hospital School of Nursing.
In Madison.
Does such a thing still exist?
Not. No, it does not.
Where do we get our nurses now?
We don't know.
They just turn up on the street or what?
Yeah, wherever you can.
This pretty much the graduating class, most of the folks?
Except for me. I'm not a nurse. I'm a husband of a nurse.
Okay. You married into nursing?
Yeah.
Thing?
Yeah.
A lot of benefits to that, I would think, now. And then, so, do you have these reunions periodically or yearly? Or?
No, not often enough. Maybe every 5 years.
Yeah. And what do you do? Is it like just a crazy time? Is it like a bacchanal? Or?
We reminisce a lot and go out to eat. Pretty cool.
Just eating, any drinking, or
oh, sure, yeah.
Some carousing.
Yes.
But you do have nurses here. You can get pretty crazy. You don't be covered.
Yes, yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
So, is it a multi-day thing, or are you?
We came yesterday. Yeah. We'll stay till tomorrow morning.
Well, that's multi-day. That's like 2.5 days right there.
Yes, and so this was our highlight today.
Really? Okay. There you go. Highlight, she said. She said highlight.
Oh, yes. I better not dispute that.
No,
it really is. It's but a lot of highlights are just all of our, like they said, eating, drinking, and talking. Yeah. You know, so that's what we're all about at this point. Most of us are retired, yeah. So.
Do they have a...
Kick back and do what we want to do.
The School of Nursing, do they have any, like, sports teams or anything like that? Did you...
Oh, sure. There were 36 of us started together, and 12 of us or so are here together now.
Yeah. And did we all stay in nursing all these years, or did we?
No. Some went on other directions.
Yeah. What directions did we go on?
I became a meeting and travel manager, just by happenstance, not because I didn't like nursing. I loved it, but was between jobs and was offered a position and took it and loved it.
Was it a good education at Methodist School of Nursing?
It was an excellent education. Yeah. We think better than the nurses get now.
Yeah.
Because we actually worked in the hospital. as nursing students.
Oh, I mean, as students you were?
Yes, we did.
Have you been in nursing all the since then?
Yes, I retired in the year 2000.
Your experience as well?
Yes, right. Yeah. I retired in 2006, and I have two daughters that are nurses. One is a nurse practitioner.
So there's a gene for it, in other words.
It must be, yeah. She's going for her Ph. in nurse practitioner, even so. Yeah.
Yeah. No, my brothers are I have two brothers who are doctors and stuff, and they said they wouldn't go into it again just because of the way it's changed so much over the years and stuff. But nursing, you don't feel that way.
Well, we have our times. there were a few years when I did not encourage my daughters to become nurses, but then things improved. And
I think what he was saying is you're more working for the insurance companies now than you are working for patients. It's in-house insurance people and legal.
Right, there's a lot of that.
Yeah, very rewarding nonetheless.
Oh, yes, I think so.
Would you agree with anything that's been said here?
Absolutely, I'd agree with everything they said. I have no idea.
You're not part of the group?
No, I'm not retired yet.
Okay. Are you with this group then?
No, we're not. We're just on the air.
Have you thought about a career in nursing?
I have thought about that, but no way.
Now, what are you doing right now?
I sell chemicals, industrial chemicals. I can't.
That's a start. That's a start in nursing, isn't it? Industrial chemicals. Okay. Well, and thank you for being here. Thank you for making this part of your career. We got. Why don't we? You know, yes. What? Oh, you have a gift for me.
I do.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, yes.
A Foley catheter.
A catheter? Is that what
you're This is a brick from the Methodist Hospital that no longer exists. And when they were taking it down, I went over and got this brick because I knew that someday I would like to give it to you.
Throw it at someone.
Oh, no, I thought I would give it to you as a memento of the non-existent Methodist Hospital.
A Methodist Hospital brick, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put it right in our show display here of significant objects on stage.
Objects, yes.
Thank you, Methodist Hospital nurses. Class of 63. And I got the brick to prove it. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because, you know, that's what we do here as a quiz show. We're required by law actually to have quizzes. I never thought I'd have something like this. I'll put it right here for now. Don't let me forget it, though. And a nice brick it is, too. From the original Methodist Nursing School. All right, let's see who wants to play the quiz this time around. You saw what happened the first time, and it could happen again this time. Yes, and I'm thinking you. Yes! I'm thinking you. I don't know why. There's just something about you. Get away from these speakers. Yes, you look very nice. And you are?
Jody.
Jody, you're from around here, Jody?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. What brings you to town? You just...
A girls' weekend.
A girls' weekend?
Yeah, yeah.
Just the two of you? That's
No, there's actually about seven or eight of us, but only got four of us.
Round up a couple here.
Yeah, okay. They all wanted to sleep in.
Okay. Big weekend last night, then, I guess.
Big night, yeah. Okay. Stayed up late, you know.
Jody, one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I want to.
One good reason. Well, that's good enough. Come on, I don't know. Because she wants to. Might have a seat there next to the emu.
I thought it was an ostrich.
No, it's an emu. Well, it's stuffed, whatever it is, not really anything. But
is there a story to go with it?
No, I wish there was, and someday I'll make one up. But right now, there's just a stuffed emu.
Do I need to put those on? I saw that gentleman did that.
If you want to.
What's the point?
They just look kind of good. They're actual
genuine. Look good?
Sennheiser.
All right, then if I look good, I'll do it. Oh, you can hear.
You can look like a public radio person.
That's awesome.
Yeah, take them with you if you like. I'm tired of
these. There's my other friend, my other girlfriend.
Hi, how you doing? So what, did we do some debauchery last night? What went on?
Yeah, well, actually, we mostly just drove around in loops.
Did you go around the square a few hundred times?
Well, no, we got lost. You know, we had different cars, and some people went to the Ale Asylum, and others went to Capital Brewery, and then we decided we were supposed to meet, and then we were going to go to Middleton to a martini bar, and we found out that it wasn't a martini bar.
Oh, no.
It was billed as the best bar in Middleton, and it wasn't. Maybe it was the best bar in Middleton, but it definitely was not a martini bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your cord is maybe hanging up a little high here.
I want to look good, so.
I know. Oh, that's fine. I just don't want it to interfere with anything. Okay, so you didn't find the martini bar, but you found various other bars.
Yeah, we ended up just going back to the hotel and breaking open a bottle of Merlot. We just chit-chatted, you know, girls giggling.
And is this celebrating, it's just a girls' weekend, or is it?
It's in memory of the husband of one of our friends has passed away this summer, and the father, and husband-father, and we just wanted to get together. You know, we didn't want to plant a tree. We wanted to celebrate his life and really nice. Just being together.
Yeah, well, that's sweet. And does it go on from here, or?
Well, actually, with this group of friends, we've been friends for 25 years, and we do this, you know, now as we get older, of course, it changes.
I mean, drinking tonight. Are you drinking tonight?
We were, in fact, we
were
going
to find a martini bar somewhere?
We found out about something called the Blue Oyster and then ivory something.
Oh, the Ivory Room.
But I was afraid of that because of this big Fright Fest deal. I was a little concerned.
I would stay off campus.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Back to Middleton is what I'm thinking.
So we need a martini bar in Middleton. Yeah. One of our friends drinks martinis, and she didn't get to drink any last night.
Well, what do you recommend? Now you get out. Yeah.
Oh, there are a few options. You just have to stay off State Street. So you could go to Heritage Tavern. You could go to Four Quarter. I don't know about all of those guys can do classic martinis for you, and also fantastic invented cocktails.
Are you writing those down?
There's the right person to ask.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wonder
I
Woman
know,
there.
I might know the answers
Wonder
to those
Martini
questions.
Woman.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sounds good. Okay, well, I hope you have a great time. Sounds fun. All right, and someone out there, you know how this quiz works?
Yeah.
When it does. It's general knowledge. And someone out there plays along with you. And how do they get on the quiz?
If people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. And answer this qualifying question.
All righty. Are you going to do the Halloween thing, too?
I have an idea for a costume.
Yeah, what's your idea?
I'm going to be a ceiling fan.
What a good idea.
Ghost ceilings.
Ghost ceilings.
I'm a ceiling fan.
Go pack.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah.
I'm a ceiling fan.
That mean you're a fan of ceilings?
Correct.
Okay, that's going to leave some head scratching at Freak Fest. You got to do the blades, how you do the blades.
No blades. It's just a T-shirt that says, Go Ceilings, and I hold the pom-poms.
Okay, good idea. Here's the question for someone out there. You don't have to answer this one. It's a science question, actually. It rains diamonds on a planet, actually, in our solar system. Actually, rains diamonds, but then they fall in the methane, and they get all ruined, but... Mm. It rains them. It just doesn't. They don't land as diamonds. That's sort of like the first snow.
Catch them before they land.
Yeah, I guess so. That'll be a thing. It rains diamonds on one of the planets in our solar system. I want to know which one. Give us a call here. Oh, look! All the people are on the line already. Very excited. Mickey's in Madison. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I'm pretty good. How's yourself?
All right.
You're gonna get out to Freak Fest tonight. You know, starts.
You don't need a special Freak Fest. It's every day.
Okay. Lived here a while, have you, Mickey?
Yeah.
How are things going otherwise?
Well, it could be better, you know.
Yeah.
Concentrate on my hobby right now.
What's your hobby?
Strangling lawyers.
Strangling lawyers. Okay. Mickey, rains diamonds in one of the planets in our solar system. You know which one?
Saturn.
Saturn is right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, okay. It's Jody, right?
Jody,
okay.
Hello, Jody. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Do you have an occupation or a field of interest, Mickey?
I'm a motivational speaker.
Are you working a lot at that, or just?
I'm between gigs because I haven't been very motivated.
Oh yeah, okay. I can see
that's
that.
That's a bummer.
Have you done this for any? Is there a particular field that you like to involve? I mean, were you trained in a particular field?
Do you know any motivational speakers ever been trained in anything?
Yeah, no, that's true. It's just they have a sense of motivation, apparently.
I guess so. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay.
I'm motivated to win this quiz with Jody.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. And she is not a lawyer, I made it.
Good for her.
Okay, so it should be all right here. Mickey and Jody, you work as a team here. We have various categories, and what might they be there?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right, Mickey, you first. What would you like?
How about people?
People, okay. You from around here originally, Mickey? Or?
No, actually, I grew up in Chicago.
In Chicago, really?
That's right.
Did you come here to hide from the mob?
No, Wisconsin, Chicago's farthest northern suburb.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, percentage of people who would or might consider buying a haunted house if it had possibilities, and the price was right. 13%, 47%, or 62%, according to Realtor.com.
Repeat those again. Well, yeah. You know, I got stuck on the 13 thinking it was a joke. Would you repeat it?
Yeah. Percentage of people who would buy a haunted house if it was the right haunted house, in other words. 13%, 47%, or 62%, according to Realtor.com.
Mickey, I'm sticking with 13. It's just too ironic.
I'll go 13.
Well, according to Realtor.com, it's 62% of people say they would buy a haunted house.
You're joking.
I suppose it depends, you know, what happened in it to make it haunted.
Have they read the Amityville Horror?
Yeah, but it was a bad movie. Who believed that? You know? Okay, so I'm afraid that would be...
That would be zero right
and
Mickey. One wrong.
Okay.
I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have, but
okay.
You didn't.
Don't worry about
out of luck.
Don't worry about it. What's left there?
Current events, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Jody, what would you like?
I'm going to go with the school one, things I should have learned.
Okay. What's the space that should be between your eyebrows called? The glabella, the philtrum, or the spot between your eyebrows?
Well, Mickey, this might be your specialty.
Mickey was lightening up. I love it.
My eyebrows go together, so I don't know.
So you don't have one of these things, whatever it's called?
The philtrum is the space below your nose on your lip. Okay. I know that.
Okay.
Throw that out.
Throw that one off.
Okay.
I think it would just be the space between your eyebrows.
It seems pretty obvious, but the 13 thing seemed pretty obvious,
yeah.
Too, didn't it?
Or the glabella.
The glabella.
The glabella.
That doesn't sound good either.
I don't think so.
No, you don't?
No.
Oh, spot between.
What do you think,
eyebrows?
Jody? It's your call.
Oh, no. Mickey, it's yours, because I made the last call, and we got it
and
wrong.
And you're afraid to define.
I am. I am. A little.
I'll go with the space between your eyebrows.
I think that's
no, I'm sorry. It's the glabella.
Oh, darn.
I mean, you could call it the space between your eyebrows, but technically it's the glabella. And that would be...
Find me a lawyer.
That, I'm sad to say, is zero right and two wrong.
Yeah, don't be too sad. They'll come back from this. Just got to get the next three right.
Yep.
And that's entirely possible.
Yep.
What remains there?
Current events, places, science, or odds and ends.
All right. Mickey?
Science.
This is
sure, why not?
Always easy. Science. Okay, when you say the coldest object in the universe, this is nebula they found, the Boomerang Nebula, what do you mean? Are we talking 458 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, 597 degrees below, or feels like 1,000 below? Because of the
wind. I didn't know this. You might know it, Mike. Maybe our first wives have met one another.
I enjoy you, Mickey. I know a lot of people probably have a little... They scratch their heads probably when they meet you for the first time or something, but I enjoy it quite a bit.
I got a call coming in, but I'll let it go for this.
Thank you, Mickey.
We've got to win this thing.
We do. So,
were you expecting a call? Is it important? Maybe you should take it.
It could be a job. You know, I might have to go give a motivational speech. I'm thinking 1,000. What do you think, Jody?
I agree.
458 degrees below zero. which would be 1 degree Kelvin. That's pretty cold, let's face it.
Oh, now you're getting into Kelvin. Oh, yeah. I get it now. Yeah, I'll go with it. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, yeah.
Oh, you really?
1 degree Kelvin.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
458 below zero Fahrenheit. You want to go with that?
Okay.
Okay, yes, that's right. Oh. Congratulations. Okay. You know, I'm afraid to let you lose, Mickey, is really what this is all about.
That would be one right and two wrong.
Okay, and remaining we have...
Current events, places, or odds and ends.
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news. The Bishop of Bling. Rapper or what?
He's a real bishop.
Okay, say anything more about...
Well, yeah, he claimed that he spent all this money remodeling his area where he lives, and he said he'd spent all that money because it was historical. But it was like $400 million or something. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. So
and the Pope was mad.
Pope was mad. So Pope's he's mad. He's on suspended or something?
Well, I don't know.
What do they do to bishops?
I don't know what they do to him.
Yeah.
Take his ring away.
They took away his major medical? Oh, a sabbatical. That's a major medical. A sabbatical. Bishop, Mickey, you want to agree with that?
I think Jody's right on to it. You want to find a villain, look for Reverend first.
Okay. lawyers and ministers and
well, such. Reverend, you know. Okay. Reverend Ike is my throwback to Bishop of Bling.
Okay. So that's right. Anyway, that's right. Yeah, before we get too deep in this discussion, it's 2-2 now. This is looking good.
Thank goodness.
For our ultimate survival and what's left there.
The categories left are places or odds and ends. Choose wisely.
Places or odds and ends. Mickey?
I don't know if I can stand this. I had season tickets in 67. I'm used to losing. That's an old guy joke. All right. May I ask what they were again? I was not paying attention.
Season tickets, you had Badger tickets?
In 67, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first year here. They won a half game that year. Yeah.
Yes. Maybe that's what set the course for things.
I had tickets.
So where are we at? We got to finish this quiz.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know because you expect to get a call on the line. Now. What is the question?
The categories remaining are places or odds and ends.
Oh, yeah. Places or odds and ends, Mickey.
I'm going to flip a coin. Odds and ends. Heads.
All right. This is the percentage of doctors who tell you who they are before diving into your business. In other words, when you go into the room there, and maybe I've met this doctor before, the percentage of guys who actually identify themselves as being a doctor, at least, and not an orderly with looking for something to do. Percentage of doctors who tell you who they are before diving into your business is 27%, 40%, or 51%, according to this study.
Boy, I should ask those nurses. They probably know most doctors believe they're God and don't introduce themselves.
Yeah. Yes, God does not generally introduce himself.
No. Doctors don't either.
Yeah.
So maybe we go with the low one.
27%? You think that...
Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know. We've all sat in those rooms.
What are they saying?
40%? Strong feeling for 40%, I noticed.
40%.
Or 51%.
Or 51%.
Take a survey of the nurses there, Jody.
All right, nurses.
Nurses say
40. Who says 40?
40%? Nurses are thinking 40%. Looks like 40. I hear 40 a lot.
40.
I'm hearing 40, but I don't know. You can't really always go with that, and it's really not fair to ask our audience.
Oh, I didn't realize it was audience participation.
No, it's not. It's actually not. Quietly known.
Well,
as.
Mickey, you led me down the wrong path there. You said
27% or 40% or 51% of doctors who actually tell you who they are before diving into your business.
They tell you who they are.
40%.
40%? Mickey?
No, I don't.
Mickey, you're killing me here. You're killing me.
I don't think they tell you who they are. Typically, they just walk in and they get right to work.
He's feeling 27%.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm feeling a lot of things now.
You're feeling a lot of things?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
What do you think, Jody?
Can we sort them out a little bit here in a hurry?
Well, you know,
she's thinking 40%.
I'm thinking 40%.
She feels
okay. We'll go with 40%. 40%
is right. Thank goodness. Yeah. That means 60% don't. After all, come on. Holy cow!
Jody, while you're waiting for the real thing to fall, get in the mood with Insta Snow, a handy portable test tube of Insta Snow. It's a handy portable test tube of high-tech powdered polymer. It absorbs water and expands into the marvelous white stuff from thinkgeek.com. Mickey, from the obscure to the obvious, from the perpendicular to the supine, you'll find it all
supine. That's right.
You'll find it all in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can add zest to most anything with a jar of medium sweet salsa. It's gluten-free and all-natural from Sanchez Specialties in Almond, Wisconsin. And learn through entertainment with What Do You Know? The Party Game, including the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
A great time tonight, Mickey.
Thanks.
Hang on just a second. We'll get a mailing address from him, and then he can take that call.
Thank you.